One thing that went well in the final product was the colour grading I did. The colour grading I did matched a lot of modern thrillers in terms of colour palette. My project featured a lot of greys and it looked very grim. I tried to use yellow light as little as possible in my production so I could get the authenticity of a thriller. One thing that didn't go so well for my final project was the continuity. For an example, I could notice a time when props would be used for certain scenes and they would appear in other scenes when, in context, they should have never appeared. One instance where I had to make a major change would be towards the end of the project when I had to scrap a lot of ideas. I had planned out and written a whole script, including a montage, another additional scene which included Sarah and the detective having dialogue with one another. These scenes were removed because of time constraints, and looking back, this was a good idea, because I made a plan on which scenes were most important and which scenes weren't, and I found that these two scenes weren't so important, and it helped me out a lot. Compared to my original plans for this project, I had not expected this project to be as ambitious as I thought it would be. This is a 15-minute short film, which, when making my original plans, I had assumed it'd have a runtime max of 8 minutes. The result of this was very far from what I had expected. But I would also say I think it worked out for the better, because despite having a longer runtime, the final project I did carried a lot of what made the original so true, so I was really pleased with that. One example of research that I had to conduct was the mask for my stalker to wear. I found that using a typical mask from an ordinary store wouldn't do my stalker justice, and so I decided instead to put as much planning and research as I could into finding the perfect mask for my stalk. The outcome of this happened to be a Japanese Hanyo mask, which I found through lots of research, as it conveys messages of revenge, which links directly to my character and stalk. A problem I encountered in my final project was time. I didn't manage my time effectively as much as I could have, and because of that, I struggled a lot with time management. The result of this left my project feeling a bit rushed. However, I do feel like I made the most of this in terms of the project itself, as I feel like for the time I had, I did the most, and especially when on set and when recording, I tried to make the most of my time. I did this by always keeping track of the time and rushing the set as well as myself to make sure any shots that were needed were recorded quickly, to try and do as little retakes as we could so that I knew we could get more done in that time span. This project, I believe, is suitable to be on platforms such as Netflix, which would be very beneficial for the target audience I'm trying to communicate to and research. This thriller displays a lot of what Netflix has to offer. It's dark, it's grim, but it's also, there is heart to be felt. I made sure of this by conveying that the ending for this film was not a sad ending, and I wanted to make sure of it. I also wanted to look at contextual theories for my final project. A big one to look at was props theory. I wanted to link props theory into my own characters. For example, Sarah, the main character, can convey the hero, whereas a character like the stalker is obviously the villain. However, props theory goes more in depth into that. It takes aspects of revenge into the stalker, which is applied into props theory, which I can use. The narrative flow of my work is, I thought, well paced. I was happy with it. I always made sure scenes were interlinked with one another and that the context made sense to the following scene. However, I do believe that I left a lot of scenes black without any shots or scene to transition from. A way of fixing this was for me to use sound design as best as I could to transition from scene to another scene without the use of shots. I believe that my project is very good quality. I believe the lighting and the color theory and just the set design and costume design in general help elevate the aesthetics. I was very happy with it. One thing I will critique in my own project, I feel as if I could have leaned more into color theory, as I only really leaned into color theory for the stalker, Sarah, and Alex. I feel like I could have leaned more into it for the detective, but also for Samantha, as I feel like that was a major character who I didn't put much thought into. I believe this project was fit for purpose, as it conveys lots of aspects from thrillers and horrors, including the sound design. I also made sure to include sound elements into the final project, which can be heard. Techniques such as using silence effectively is something I really mastered for this project, and I thought it helped convey the message of this is a thriller to my audience. Overall, to evaluate my project. I'm very pleased with how it turned out. However, I do believe I could have made a lot more effort into color theory. And also on top of that, it would have been very nice to work a lot more on contextual errors if I had managed my time more effectively. For future projects, I will plan to manage my time more effectively and be more considerate with how ambitious my projects really can be. Because I feel for this project, I went really ambitious and I tried to make the most of it. And I'm very satisfied with how it came out.